left off discussing the principle of Ein Tochen Achar Tochen, because Tosos points out, even though it's clear from our sugya, Beisil, Beishamai, that everyone agrees that Shinui is necessary when it comes to grinding salts, Tosos writes that maybe that's not true when it comes to our types of salts, and therefore Shinui is not necessary. Why is our salt different? Tosos says, after all, because that is Osui Bidei Adam. What exactly does that mean? That if it's an artificial salt, it's not something that is naturally harvested. So the answer is no. If you look in the Ramash and Chapalit, it means as follows, that typically when they would go ahead and they would harvest these salts, yes, they would take it, they would grind it. That certainly is a problem typically of tochen, but it's already ground. And now what happens? Well, in the times of the processing, they realize, you know, it's going to harden and it's going to come together once again, in such a case, what is its status now? Oh, so maybe now I can apply that principle, the Ran in Shabbos, the Aflamed Beis of Ein Tochen Achar Tochen. That Ran pointed out the following, that is one allowed to take, for example, a challah and crumble it up in order to provide lechem the tarnagolim. So the Ran writes the following, a great chiddush we'll have to discuss, so the Shita of the Rashba, that maybe in principle that should be tochen, but there's a heter of la'alter. We'll have to speak about that at length. The heter of la'alter when it comes to tochen. Where do you get that from? Oh, the sugin borer and Shabbos left ayin dalet. That borer, according to Abayi, is mutter la'alter. And therefore, what is true of borer is also true of tochen. We mentioned the Shulta Giborim writes that how in the world can that be? The Shulta Giborim right there in Shabbos and Daf. Lamed Beis and Daf Yarif. The altar is unique heter when it comes to borer, based on the very definition, the essence of borer. Borer means that you're putting away something for later use. La'achar zman. That's what borer is. Borer la'otza. That's the phrase of the Gemara. But the altar is not relevant when it comes to other melachos. But the Ran writes, I agree, to take lechem, to take bread, to take challah, to grind it up in such a case, here I'm going to apply that principle of Ein Tochen Achar Tochen. And what exactly is the source of that? So he pointed out something quite unusual. The Gemara Shabbos and Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amud Aleph discusses the following: is a person allowed to go in to squeeze a pickle in order to extract its juice? Rav says the following: if you're doing so l'gufan, if you're doing so because you're interested in the pickle, you just want to see to it that excess moisture leaves. That is mutter. Wow, that's mutter. If it's l'mei mehen, if you're doing it to utilize that which you extract, oh, so in such a case, that is potter avalosa, potter avalosa. Each one is a chiddush. After all, you're engaged in an act of schita. Why is it mutter l'gufan? And why is it only an issur d'rabbanan when it is l'mei mehen? So l'gufan, Rashi points out the following, which is an important yesod, and that is l'gufan means you're not desirous of the davar hanisrat. If you don't need the davar haniskar, after all, that lav v'mashku tzarich, in such a case, I would not call that dosh. I would not call that dosh. Wow, that's an important chiddush, that you're squeezing it in order to extract the liquid, but I'm not desirous of that liquid. I'm not desirous of that liquid. That's not the shir for us right here and now. But one could argue the fact that you don't desire the liquid means it's considered timutter. That could be for several reasons. Maybe one possibility, not our sugya. Maybe that's a psik resha. But literally, it's a psik resha de lo nechale. I'm not desirous of the davra nisra. See, even though you're engaging in schita, but if you don't desire the davra nisra, maybe that's a psik resha de lo nechale. Well, maybe one could argue, it's a melacha shenu tzrich legufa. No, I'm not doing it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. After all, in the Mishkan, obviously, if they engaged in dosh, they need the davar hanidosh. If you don't, that's the melacha shenu tzrich legufa. Or maybe one could argue something even more fundamental. Forget about melacha tzrich, that's not dosh. Dosh means tzarech lamashke. That's what disha is. Disha is that you're extracting an ochel or a mashke for the purpose of use. And if it's holech libo, that's not called dosh in any shape or form. That's Boshev Shantosis and Daf and Gilmud Beis. Forget about Tzrich Lagufa, Einot Tzrich Lagufa. The definition of Disha is that you need the Davar Hanidosh. Wow. Yeah, that's an important Chiddush. And therefore, Tosa says it's part of a whole host of malachos. That really, that's true. That the why question is part of the definition of the malacha itself. So therefore, if it's something which is holy chlibud, you're not going to be chayiv. Ooh, the tosos and beitz and daf lamed and amar, right? That realize this can get complicated because schit in principle can be a told of one of two malachos, sometimes dash, sometimes malabe. If it's a told of dash, you need a davar nisrat. If the told of malabe, whenever a person engages in the laundering process, you never need the davar nisrat. You plan to use the water that you're wringing out? Of course not. Oh, so Tosa says that certainly is true. If this is considered to be malabeng, there's no requirement of needing the davar nisrat, but if it's dash, then absolutely yes. So whenever a person engages in slita, you have to ask yourself, this is a tolda of what? With a nafkamina daraisa. What indeed if it's holeich li'ibud? So Tosa says malabeng means malabeng. Malabeng means derech nikayam. So if you're cleansing something, and you don't need the davar nisrat, or you're going to be chayiv midaraisa from malabeng. But if this is an act of extraction, you're not cleansing. You're taking pickles and you're squeezing it out lagufan. That's an act of malabeng. Obviously not. Then an inherent requirement is that you require the davar nisrat. Wow, so that's exactly the chiddush why lagufan is considered to be mutter. But what if it is my man? A person, for whatever reason, likes the brine. He wants to use the brine for whatever purpose. He wants to drink the juice, or he wants to use it as, you know, a mixture for something else. Oh, if you need the davar nisrat, I would have said you're chayiv. No, pater. Why in the world pater? Why in the world should we pater? Oh, so Rashi writes the following chiddush. You know why you're pater? Because shlof gadol b'selcha. But gadol b'selcha. Where did that water come from? That was added water. That was not a natural chibur. That was not a natural unit. When you go ahead and squeeze a grape, the grape juice naturally is part of. That's considered tinimata of dash. Here you're dealing with an artificial chibur. An artificial chibur. You let pickles go ahead and steep for a long time, and water, all of a sudden water is absorbed, and then you remove the water which was previously absorbed. Rashi says shlof gadol b'selcha. Wow. So that's an important yisod. That the med ramum that you're chayim mishum dash when you're dealing with a natural chibur, such as extracting juice of a grape or oil from an olive. Zeisim and avim, that certainly is true. But if you're dealing with that which is lo gadol b'selcha, that really is not true. The Chazon Ish writes in Siman Nun Zayin, that is the yisod. Avein tochin, achar tochin. By definition, something is already nitchan. So how in the world did it become whole? You know what the answer is? Artificially. Well, I took the ground grain and I mixed it together with water and I created a dough and now it's baked. But guess what? Lo gadol b'selcham. That is not a natural unit. And in such a case, that's the principle of ein tochen, achar tochen. So the Chazon Ish writes, like in one line, don't confuse. They might sound alike. But ein tochen, achar tochen has nothing at all to do with ein bishul achar bishul. You know what Bishul Achar Bishul means? That once something is cooked, it's irreversible. It's irreversible. It cools off. It cools off, but it's not raw. It doesn't revert to its prior condition when it cools off. Oh, and maybe that's why there's a fundamental difference between an ochel as opposed to a mashke. Because what's Bishul in terms of mashke? Temperature. Guess what? You take water, and you heat it, and it cools off. You know what I'll argue? Nisbato Bishul Harisham. You're back to step one. You take food, and you cook it, and it cools off. You're back to step one. It's raw food. It's not raw food. It's cooked food that is cold. So therefore, that's the yisod of ein bishul achar bishul, that recognize that the cooking is irreversible. And if it is reversible, enochinami, maybe I would hold yesh bishul achar bishul. That already is a fascinating thing in prima donnam. When we say when it comes to liquids, the possibility, yesh bishul achar bishul, I understand that when it comes to water, no? You boil up water and it cools. Guess what? Maybe you're back to step one. You go ahead and you make soup and it cools. You're back to step one. Now you have cold soup. You're not back to the raw materials. And chiddush and prima gadin, maybe an achinami. Maybe soup should be treated as a davar yavish. Not as a davar lach when it comes to bishul achar bishul. Because the yesod is whether nisbato bishul or harishon. That's true when it comes to bishul. When it comes to tochein, the yesod is simply, you're breaking up what? You know what the answer is in the Mishkan? They would break up a natural unit, samimanim. They would go ahead and they would take something and they would pulverize it in order to extract dye from that which is naturally contained within the plant. Okay, so that is an example of, right, the possibility of tochein. We'll have to see. If you didn't see it, the Pnei Yeshua Naras again. Is that so obviously the case when it comes to Melech? Or when it comes to Tavlin in general? That we'll have to discuss. Okay, but that's an important yisod. So therefore, Tosus writes that realize if you're dealing with Saul, that was already processed. So any grinding that subsequently is done, you know what, that is already in Tochen HaChatochen, and therefore you don't require a shinui if you're dealing with such an ingredient, a natural tavlin or natural salt, then absolutely, absolutely yes. When the Gvital formulates this in Tochen and Chav Aleph, the Gvital writes that, look, Tochen is limited to Gedulei Karka. Grains are called Gedulei Karka, but you know what? Pas is not called Gedulei Karka. So if Tochen is limited to Gedulei Karka, so the same thing true when it comes to salt. When you go ahead and you take the natural salt, which is mined, which is harvested, that's Gedulei Karka. Once you go ahead and it hardens on its own, that is not its natural state, maybe I wouldn't call that cases of Gedulei Karka. So number one, very simply, as Tosus writes, realize that the salts today are not the salts indeed of old. Okay, but what about the salts of old? And what about when you're really dealing with Tavlin, where you're really apparently dealing with cases of Tochen? So, surprising. So, our Mishnah does not say it's off limits. Our Mishnah simply says that sometimes you need a Shinoi. According to Beis Shammai, Shinoi, yes. And a difference in Tavlin and Melech in terms of the degree of the Shinoi. And Beis Hillel says something surprising. Tavlin is nidoch in kedarkan. But you know what? When it comes to Melech, that's when indeed a shinui is necessary. Wow. And why in the world would you distinguish between salt as opposed to other spices? So the Gemara says, that's machlokis rafunim rachista. Because there's something different about salt than other things. One is as follows. You know what? That Melech is not mefigatam. You know what, you go ahead and you chop the salt, you grind it up before. It doesn't lose its potency. It maintains strong characteristics. That's not true when it comes to other tavlin. And if you grind it and use it immediately, it's potent. But as time goes on, you know, its potency is effective. It's not that it's reduced to nothing, but nonetheless, its effectiveness is compromised. We'll see Tosus. Sometimes if you do things in advance, it's going to spoil. Here, not spoil, but mefigatam. It's not going to be as potent indeed as it was. Wow. So therefore, one possibility, if salt will not lose its potency, so therefore, do it before. Tavlin, where you have to do it today in order to be fully effective, then indeed that's true. And the Gemara has another possibility, and that is anticipation. What is the likelihood that you would need this onion to, when it comes to Melech, of course. Now, after all, kol hakederos, every kedera requires salt. Now, salt is commonly used in every dish. The fact that salt is necessary when you prepare for onion to, that's not surprising. But if you're dealing with a specialized spice, tavlin, you know what? I didn't anticipate indeed that I would use. Wow, that's even a greater condition. Now, mefik tama, and a mefik tama means inherently. Anticipation kind of means just my mindset, you know. Why is that such a kiddush? Because what's the tzad shavah shavah of Rabbun and Rav Chisda? Whether it's anticipated, whether it's making tama, you know what the answer is? Well, this is an old machlokas, no? Efsha or yefsha, mi bod yom. To what extent should I argue, I should have done this before? Well, I'll tell you the following. When it comes to salt, you should have ground the salt before. When it comes to other things, I should have done it before. If I would do it before, it would lose its effectiveness. It would lose its potency. So therefore, if that really is true, no. It's Yev Shemibod Yom. And the other day, wow, Achidish, remember, Chisda says, you know what? Even the mindset can factor into whether it's Efshir Yev Shemibod Yom. If I knew that this is something that I need, that's called Efshir Mibod Yom. However, if it's something that I didn't anticipate, wow, even that is enough to argue. That lahalacha, I would call that i'efsher mibod yom. When we discussed up until now, efsher, nefsher mibod yom, the Rashi, Chof Gimel Beis, we were talking about asi lemisrach. You're going to go ahead and do shchita well in advance. Everything's going to start to decay. That's i'efsher mibod yom. Here the Gemara says a very, very great chiddush. that Efshin Efshin can be qualified depending on Mefik Tama, Eno Mefik Tama, wow, or even anticipation, wow. So that's exactly the Chiddush in the Gemara, that if it's Efshin Mibod Yom, you need a Shinui. And if it's Efshin Mibod Yom, then that Shinui is not necessary at all. Okay, well, we already had on the Tessam and Aleph, you know, Efshir in Efshir is not absolute. The Gemara speaks about on the Tess, Hafrashas Chala, Hafrashas Lan Yantiv, where the Gemara assumes that must be Mutter, because if you're allowed to make Chala, and you can't eat the Chala without being Mafrish, obviously then, part of the allowance of baking Chala means you can be Mafrish Chala. Oh, you can be Mafrish Chala? Why all of a sudden is that called Efshir Mibod Yom? Oh, so Rashi writes the following, Kedei Lechol Pas Chama. No? Rashi, Testament Aleph, 5 lines down. No? Already you see that Efshir Yefshir is not absolute. It's not that day-old bread is spoiled, but you have preference. Kedei Lechol Pas Chama. Preference is already considered to be Efshir or Yefshir Mibod Yom. Oh, so Daf Yedalet. Bethika Tama, there's a preference to something which is potent. But there's no preference. You order salt, and you ask the person, was this salt ground today, or was it ground yesterday? They'll kind of look at you, it makes no difference. No, it's ena mefikatam. Okay? But if it's efshir mibod yom, like salt, so therefore, a chiddush, not aser, but you need a shina. So that's striking. No? That means you have a malacha anyantif, which is efshir mibod yom, and it's mutra ayde shina. Wow. That itself is a very great Kiddush. Oh, so the Ran, Daf Yibayz Mabayz, Daf Yarif. The Ran says the following. Yeah, realize that, you know what? Tochein, really, Me'ikr Hadin is Melech HaSochon Nefesh. It's Melech HaSochon Nefesh. If I ask you, you know what, that are these melachos that are done for the preparation of food? Of course that's true. But Tochein is not called Melech HaSochon Nefesh. It's called Melech HaSochon Nefesh. And you know what? The Muskel Rishon step A would have been, I would have said that this is mutter on its face. It's mutter because this is Melech HaSochon Nefesh. Of course this is the Tzarech HaSochon Nefesh. Wow. So it's interesting, we should require a shinui. The question is not, how is it mutter ayide shinui? The question is, why indeed do you need a shinui? That's the Ran, Daf Yabez Mabez. Oh, so the Ran points out the following. Oh, the Yerushalmi, Yisan Tosas Daf Gimel Aleph, that there's a cutoff point. But man, Rama Morim, we say, this is considered the Melech HaSochon Nefesh, and therefore you can do it Kedarko. There's a cutoff point. Mishas Lisha Ve'elach. But if it's Kodem Lisha, I would never say such a thing. Oh, so when I look at the Sidur de Pas, the Shabbos Afa Ayin Gimel, when it lists the series and the sequence of Melechos, guess what? Tochein comes before lunch. Oh, so this is an example of a malacha which apparently is not considered to be malacha self on nefesh. So now the opposite then. So I would have thought that it's aser. In such a chiddush that it's mutter, why in the world? If it's really aser, why is it mutter? Why is it mutter to adye shini? Oh, so the Ran writes, wait a second. If malacha self on nefesh is allowed, and that means that you're allowed to do this letzarech self on nefesh. Okay. Why in the world should Lisha Ve'elach be such a determining factor? Why should that really be true, Me'ikar Hadin? So the Ran, pretty stunning. Now the Ran writes, you know what, you're right. That Yerushalmi of Shas Lisha Ve'elach is only a Dinder Rabbanan. It's only a Dinder Rabbanan. Why midaraisa should a person distinguish between Afiyah as opposed to Tochen? Both are being done for the purpose of Ochon Nefesh. And it meets the requirement Achashei Achal Ochon Nefesh. Why in the world should I distinguish? Oh, Shirushalmi. That's a dindarabban. Wow. Despite the fact that it's Melech HaSochon Nefesh, in certain cases there's an Issa Drabbanan, in other cases there is not. Wow, that's a Chiddush of the Ran. We pointed out, that Ran is Lashitase. Because the Ran assumes that Melech HaSochon Nefesh is Sutra. And if something really is Sutra, should it really make a difference as to whether Efshir or Efshir? That really should make a difference. Isn't the definition of Hutra meaning that it's Mutter even in the case of Efshir L'Kayim Shneihem? And that's the Ran Shitra. Hutra. That's the Ran that disagrees with Rashi. That when it comes to real Melech HaSochon Nefesh, it's Mutter, even if it's Efshir Mibod Yom. Oh, and that was the Rana Daf Yud Zayin that we saw of Marba Bishurin, that Marba Bishurin is Mutal L'Chatkin and Yantif because it's Sutra, unlike Pikoach Nefesh, which is Dechuya. This is Sutra. And if it's Sutra, it makes perfect sense, the Rana Daf Yud Beis, not to distinguish between Tochen as opposed to Lush. Why Lush, yes, and Tochen, no? Why in the world, no? You know what the answer is? Durabanan. Why Durabanan? Oh, because you know what? Typically speaking, that you know what? There's certain malachos that I will do, right? For immediate use. And there are other malachos that typically I will do for a longer vision. A farmer is harvesting, kotze. He's going to harvest for the coming meal. And every meal, every snack, is going to go out to the field and harvest. Harvesting is simply, typically, that which is done, liyamim harbe. And there's certain malachos that you do, liyome. Wow. So, you know, I cook a meal. Typically, I'm cooking a meal. I'm not cooking for the week. I'm cooking a meal. Harvesting. Of course, you're harvesting for the week, for the month, for the season. Now, technically speaking, if I'm matir lisha, I should be matir kotzer as well. But midrabanan, wow. The Chachamim said, malacha that typically is done for a longer window of time, even if you're doing it with a sense of immediacy, you know what? That is going to be us. That indeed is going to be us. That's only misidrabanan. That's misidrabanan. And guess what? That isidrabanan is going to be lifted. Ayideshina. So therefore, Tochi midaraisa is called melechus ocho nefesh. Okay, well, it should be mutu without shuni whatsoever. Midrabanan, what do you mean? The tochein is rove, ein aliyome. Typically, tochein is not, you're grinding flour. You're grinding flour, you know? You're making pounds and pounds of flour, even if you're not going to go ahead and use all of it right now. And therefore, you know what? That we allow tochein for immediate use, but since Rob is ein aliyome, so therefore, the Gemara demands a shinui. Wow, that's beautiful. No, that's exactly the Ran. So the Chiddush of the Ran is recognized. Li shaveilech is a din derabanan. And if something midarais or these malachos ocho nefesh midrabanan not, you know what? We'll allow that al yedei shinui. And when do we insist that's true? You know, if it's something that was unanticipated, or it's something that you really should have done before. But I'm saying you cannot do before, guess what? You know, because mifika tama. So therefore it's mutter even without the shinui at all. What? And this is against the Ramban. The Ramban, Muhammad, you give him a base and dap yarif, writes that, you know what? Ooh, that Yerushalmi, Lishavelech, really is a dindaraisa. A dindaraisa. That's not just a dindaraisa. That's a dindaraisa. On what basis that dindaraisa, right? We suggested, ooh, a chiddush. That's also the Shitasi. Because the Ramban of Parshas Emor, Chavkimel Chavdala, no? The Ramban writes in Emor, the Ramban describes, realize the whole Hagdara of Malach and Yantiv is fundamentally different from Malach and Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Torah tells us, L'sasacho Malacha. On Yantiv, the Isser is only Malachas Avodah. And therefore, we have to determine what is Malachas Avodah, which is Asura, and what Malachi is Malachas Hasuda, which is Muteres. But if you do Malachas Avodah, that's a Chumra Drabanan. Not to do Malachas Avodah, that's the Pasuk. Ko Malachas Avodah Osasa. So the question is, how do I distinguish? Also, Ramban writes this as a Din Daraisa. But you know what? Malachas Avodah is something which is Ba'ad Lachar Zman, harvesting. That's Malachas Avodah. As opposed to Malachas Asuda. This is not an exact mashal whatsoever, but we just discussed Bora. Now, Ayin Dalit. Why in the world is there a heter of Lauter? Why is it Osir Lachar Zman? So Abai says, what do you mean? That Bora is Mutter when it's Derech Achila. And it's Osir when it's Derech Breira. Derech Breira is Lachar Zman, and Derech Achila is Miyad. Derech Achila is Miyad. The Rabban's Mufurish, and Shabbos Daf Ayin Dalit. You go ahead and you take a piece of fish, and you put it in your mouth, and all of a sudden there's a bone. Whoa. So what do you do? No? So the answer is, what do you do? Just sit there until Shabbos, but you can take the psolus out. I remember, no, Shin Yates. You can't take psolus mitoch olcha, no? So you're going to pull out the bone, you're going to pull out the bone. So just leave the bone, leave the bone. I used to 3D yantip. We'll see the Dalma days. Now, when is Voramutter and yantip sells me to Voto? So you have to stay there. Ramban writes, of course not. Take it out. What do you mean take it out? That's mamish psilis mitogolcha. The Ramban writes, no. If it's derech achila, it's mutter. If it's derech achila, it's mutter. If something is stuck in your mouth to take it out, that's called derech achila. Whether you're taking out the ochel, whether you're taking out the psilis. If something is in front of you and you want to eat, the derech achila is to take the ochel. The derech braver is to take the psilis. Something is betocha peh. Well, how do you say that's derech achila? The derech achila miyadi, that is mutter. No, that's why Abaye says la'ot to la'ot, and that was that shulte ha-giborim. That's not relevant when it comes to other halachos, because here we're talking about achila, which is mutter, and breyer, which is aser. So the defining moment is la'otah versus la'achar zman. So just as an expansion, melechus avod is aser, melechus asud is mutter. How do you define? How do you define? You don't need la'otah. You don't need la'alter. We'll discuss in the Fidelma base. What exactly is the window of la'alter? You don't need la'alter, but you do need that this is called Meleches Hasuda. Meleches Hasuda, as opposed to being Meleches Avoda. And where do you draw the line? Guess what? That's the Yerushalmi is a Din D'Oraisa. Yishash Lisha Ve'elech. Lisha Ve'elech, that's a Din D'Oraisa. Oh, and that's the Ramban L'Shitasa, no? Because Ochel Nefesh is not Hutra. It's a Dabar Yotzim Achal. This malacha, lo nemra, this malacha was not formulated at all. That's a din d'rabanan. To say this malacha is included, this malacha is not included, that's a chumra d'rabanan. This is called malacha savod, this is not called malacha savod. That's a din d'rabanan. So I will tell you the chiddush, that the Ran of Hutra is l'shitasi of Yabez Mabez, that the Shabbat is a din d'rabanan. Oh, in the Ramban, no, that's a din d'araisa, din d'araisa. But if it's a din d'araisa, if it's a din d'araisa, and tochen is kodam nisha, whoa, so yidaram an aleph, but it's mutter al yedei shinu. It's mutter al yedei shinu. How in the world? If you hold like the round that this is only nisid rabbanan, so I understand, you know what, nisid rabbanan, no, that can be mutter al yedei shinu. Something goes from nisid d'araisa to mutter l'chadchila al yedei shinu, so maybe. But that's not what the Ramban writes, right? Yisod Ramban. How do you jump? How do you go from an Issa D'Raisa to Mutl Chachila just engaging in a small shina? In a small shina? How is that possible? How does that work? Ooh, so possibly number one, the Ramban writes, yeah, we're doing Issa D'Rabbanan. Tochen is Malchus Al Panefesh. Yeah, Chumra, because Rov is Ein Liyome. Okay, but here it is, Liyome. Okay, good. Ooh. So the Ramban, a stunning line. What do you mean? Hanu. These cases, the Ramban quotes our Gemara, no? The Ramban, Daf Yigim Dever, quotes our Gemara. These cases, Daf Yidal Medalev. These cases, Yidal Medalev. What's Yidal Medalev? The allowance at times of Borer. Of Borer Anyantiv. When we allow Tochen Anyantiv, when we allow Borer Anyantiv, you ready? You know what the Ramban writes? Hainu. Hanhu malachos diomninu. That's the phrase the Ramban. Hanhu malachos diomninu. That's malacha sasunda. That's malacha sasunda. Wow. It's a dinder araisa. But hanhu malachos diomninu. What does that mean? I'm going to ask you the following. Is bore malacha salpanetosh or is it not? Would you call bore malacha salvode? Would you call bore malacha sasunda? Tolkien. Is Tolkien called Melechus Avod or is Tolkien called Melechus Asud? You know what Ramban answers? Whoa. You know what? Look, one size fits all. Everything's a cookie cutter. What's true of one is true of another. There are different types of Borer and there's different types of Tolkien. There's household Borer and there's household Tolkien. And there's like commercial Borer and commercial Tolkien. When a farmer is harvesting, that Borer, that Tolkien, that's Melechus Avod. When you are sitting there and now you're cooking the meal, and you know what? That recipe involves borer, the recipe of tochen, household tochen. That's called melechus asuda. What, tochen is always melechus avoda? It's always melechus asuda. That type of tochen, yudala medalef, yudala beis, hanhu melechos diyomninu. Rabbi writes, I agree that. But you know what? So in you're dealing with the malacha, whoa, that can be this and that, can be this and that. You know what the answer is? Shina. When you have a malacha that can be this or it can be that, you know what the answer is? When it's this, and that's mutter. So the chachamim insisted, you just saw a day shina. But dikar hadin, this is mutter. This is mutter because this is not called malachas avoda. This is not called malachas avoda. And if it would have been malachas avoda, in achinami, that would be inisa daraisa. Wow. Oh, so the Ran, incredible, that Lisha Velech is only a din d'rabana, and therefore Mutai Dishin. The Ramban, Lisha Velech is a din d'raisa, but you have to soften a little bit. So harvesting is Malachas Avoda, Tochin and Vorer. Depends. The very same Malacha can sometimes be A or sometimes be B. Very astounded, no? Depends. You would really argue that a small act of Vorer is considered to be Malacha Savoda. But since you're dealing with Malacha, which is often done after Zman, and that would be Nisa Daraisa, you know what? So therefore, it's Mutter, Ayideshina. Wow, okay. So the Ramban, what about Rashi Shit? Rashi Gav Sachat Kimon Beis. Rashi writes, you should realize, even if something is Malacha Sofanafesh, if it's Efshem Ibad Yom, it's us. And we discussed the Ram, the Rush, it's some Pashub Shat and Rashi, and it's a Daraisa. And it's a Daraisa. Pashub Shat and Rashi. After all, that Seid is forbidden min HaTorah, Anyantid. That's not a Chumad Rabbanan, not to go fishing Anyantid. That's an Issa Daraisa. Because Rashi writes, fishing? You should have done this before. And Rashi writes, and that really is the difference. Shchita Asin Misra. Say you could have done before. And doing before, doing that, so fascinating Kiddush. So if something is Efshem Ibad Yom, according to Rashi Shita, that's an Isser. Let's assume an Isser Daraisa to do Anyantiv. Wow. You're dealing with an Isser Daraisa. And yet, our Gemara, that Al Yidei Shini, it's Mutter. Just realize, that's pretty stunning. We'll call it Melech HaSelcha Nefesh. But Melech HaSelcha Nefesh is only allowed if it's Efshem Ibad Yom, like Machshir, Kaches. And if it's Efshem Ibad Yom, Hashchaza Sasaki, which is Efshem Ibad Yom, it's Nisa Daraisa. No? And yet, Rashi says that's true of Melech HaSelcha Nefesh, Efshem Ibad Yom, and our Gemara says that it's Mutter. Ayideh Shine. It's Mutter, Ayideh Shine. Wow. According to Rashi, apparently, a stunning Kiddush. And that is, even if you're dealing with that which will be Malacha Daraisa, it's Mutter Ayideh Shina. Wow, that's very surprising, no? Okay, not impossible, because after all, you do Malacha Daraisa Ayideh Shina, guess what? So, it's no longer Malacha Daraisa. Now it's only Nisa Drabana. And what's wrong with assuming that in Achinami, that Malacha Daraisa Ayideh Shina Hitiru Mishum Alfa Nefesh? Well, that's Rashi Shita. It's not that we're only dealing with something that is potentially Nisa Drabanan. No. You're dealing with that which could be Nisa Daraisa, because it's Efshem Ibad Yom. But if you're employing a Shinui, your Gimel Beis, it lacks Melechus Masheves. So in such a case, now it's notched down to a Din Drabanan. How do you know the Chalmur goes there for certain Yisrei Drabanan, but Mokum Achil Ochel Nefesh? Ochel Nefesh is Matri Midaraisa. So Khanafish came matcha, midrabanam, welcome shepsha. Mibodyom, that's Rashi. In fact, whoa. Tosus quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Aleph. The case of Pilpili. That you're dealing with these spices, and they're pretty incredible. Now, sometimes that's mutter. Sometimes too, smash these spices are indeed allowed. Ravida says the following. You can do it achada, one at a time. Don't do it the way they would do it commercially, but do it one at a time. Bikata desakina, with the handle of a knife. In other words, shimun, klachayad. Here's the Gemara, no? The klachayad is matir. And Rava goes a step further and says, kevin de mishani, if you're doing a shimun, afilu tuvanami, you don't have to do chada. This is mutter, ayideh shinui. This is mutter, ayideh shinui. Where is the sugya? Kuf mem aleph. Guess what? Masechus Beitzah is not that long. No? Kuf mem aleph. That's a Gemara in Shabbos. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, no? The case of Pilpli Bekata de Sakina. Oh, it's Rabbi Nachman. It's true, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, but the Gemara is only referring to him. Because, wait a second, Tochin is forbidden me to rise on Shabbos. And Yantif is Melech HaSelch HaNefesh, but it's Ev Shani Bal Yom. Oh, Shinu, it can work. I has found the Masech HaShabbos. We had that, no? When we spoke about Choli, milking a cow, no? The Gemara says, the ways you can milk a cow, Shabbos Kupram Dela, Kupram Hei, the ways you could do so. Because Pakara, Kadeh, what in the world was that Gemara talking about? No? Rabbi Natam, only in Yantif, no? It's got the very beginning of the year. Only Yantif Masech HaShabbos? That's a Rover Shonim Asum. That's not true. That's Sugyan Shabbos. Kukmem Aleph is talking about Shabbos. Talking about Shabbos. You're talking about Shabbos, but there's no Heter Melech HaSelch HaNefesh. You're talking about a Melech of Tochin. You're talking about Tochin Darais on Shabbos, which should be a Chiv Skila. And guess what? The Gemara says that it's Mutter Al Yedei Shinui. It's Mutter Al Yedei Shinui. So if it's Mutter on Shabbos Al Yedei Shinui, wow. So in such a case, so it's so surprising that you can have Ocha Nefesh, which is Efshemi Bodyam, which is Mutter Ayyadeh Shinoi. That's even true when it comes to cases of Shabbos. No, that's what Tosus points out. No, that's the case of Kata de Sakina. Oh, the Eishlamar does Samarit the Shabbos. After all, because Shmaitza does Samarit the Shabbos. No, both Sukhi and Shabbos is talking about Shabbos. And therefore, even on Shabbos, some people need to assume that sometimes Tochin is Mutter, wow, Ayyadeh Shinoi. That's something which is striking. No? If that really is true, it's mutter on Shabbos. So therefore, on Yantif is going to be mutter, regardless of other. Butcher, duchui, efshir, yefshir. No? In such a case, that would be allowed. Wow. Even something that indeed could be a din daraisa, it's mutter al yedei shinu mitzorach. Mitzorach achila. Ooh, a rash ben avodas hakodesh. I'll give you another example. A rash ben avodas hakodesh. No? It's found in, right? The Sharbeis Paragvav of Moed. No? I don't get a chance to see that. North Rashba writes, a Gemara in Beitza, Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Bikua Eitzin. You know what? You're chopping a log for the purpose of fueling a fire. Anyante. What is chopping a log? What is chopping a log? Is that Ochan Efesh? Chopping a log to fuel a fire. Chopping a log to fuel a fire. What in the world is that? What is that called? You know what the Rashba writes? That's called Machshir Ochel Nefesh. That's Ochel Nefesh. That's Machshir Ochel Nefesh. That's Machshir Ochel Nefesh. Yeah, we had kind of some difficulties. Now, what's the difference between Ochel Nefesh and Machshir Ochel Nefesh? Let's do some Cheftza. Cheftza. Great, great. We had a problem, Dapir Aleph Med Aleph, because carrying a knife to the animal, Ramban says, is Ochel Nefesh. Oh, maybe also is different. But or breaking up a log to fuel the fire. The Rashba is Mufurish. That's called Machshir Ochel Nefesh. Machshir Ochel Nefesh is mutter, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, only, if it's Yevshem Yibon Yom. And yet, Mufurish and Gemara, based on the Lamed Aleph, that Bikua Eitzim is mutter Anyantiv Ayyadeh Shinoi. Ayyadeh Shinoi. Oh, so the Rashba writes, you know what you see from that? Mashirei, Ochel Nefesh, Armuter, Ayyadeh Shinoi. Even though that's a Dindaraisa, that's not Ochel Nefesh, that's Mashir Ochel Nefesh. Mashir Ochel Nefesh is Mutter, Litzorech, Ayyadeh Shinoi. Ayyadeh Shinoi. Well, after all, if here we're dealing with potential Tochen Daraisa, and it's Mutter, Ayyadeh Shinoi, you see that here, that Shinu be going to that which is forbidden in HaTorah because it reduces it to Nisad Rabbanim where Him Amar, Bacham said that's Mutter, B'makam Ochel Nefesh. Even if it's not B'lach is Ochel Nefesh. Oh, so the Rashba writes, Hu Hadin Mashirin. And guess what? Guess who disagrees? Don't be shocked. The Ran, Bavim Bezin Tapi Arif. The Ran, Bavim Bezin Tapi Arif. You know why Shinui is okay here, Daf Yudalid? Because Lisha Velech is only a Dindarabonim. And therefore, this is really Ocho Nefesh. And this is a Chumrei D'Rabbanan. And if indeed it's a Chumrei D'Rabbanan, in such a case, we're going to be bound to that Al Yidei Shinui. But not if something is Asur Nikar Adin. That's exactly on Daf Yabez, no? Oh, it's the Randolph of Yabez, the Ramaskal Ikav. Ran writes the following, that realize that going ahead and breaking up Melech, or breaking up Tavlin, Har Gemara. You know what the Ran writes? Clearly, this is Malchus Ocho Nefesh. Because you cannot argue that breaking up a spice is Mashir Ocho Nefesh. You know, maybe I can argue, you know what? Beit Zadav Yadalit, Tochin is Mashir Ocho Nefesh. Does that make sense? Tochin is Mashir Ocho Nefesh. Tochin is Mashir Ocho Nefesh. You know what I would tell you? Maybe it makes perfect sense. Because what are you chopping? You're chopping a spice. You're chopping salt. Look, I understand, you know, you're chopping food. That I'm going to call Malachas Ocho Nefesh. Chefze, no? Good. You're chopping up a spice. So imagine, I'm chopping up the salt and, yeah, eat it. You're going to say, eat it. Eat the salt. Eat the morika. No, we don't eat this stuff. This is used lematekes sakadera. This is used lematekes sakadera, no? This is not food in the classic sense. This is food. This is what you eat. No. This is utilized in order to enhance the taste of the food. Oh, so chopping up a spice which is used as an enhancer to the food, is that called Ocho Nefesh? Is that called Mashir Ocho Nefesh? That's the din of Leches Yantif and Os Koftes. Tochin, I would call a tochin. Normal tochin, I would say, is Malchus Ocho Nefesh. I got that. But dichas tavlin, or dichas melech, which is used, the sakin hakadela, is it so obvious that that's called Ocho Nefesh and it's not called Machshiri Ocho Nefesh? So guess what the Ran writes? The Ran Mefurish, the Vav Mebeis, you better believe it's called Malchus Ocho Nefesh. Because there is no allowance of Machshiri Ocho Nefesh She'efshem Yibod Yom Al Yedei Shinui. Because Machshir Ocho Nefesh She'efshem Yibod Yom is Nisa Daraisa. Ocho Nefesh, which is Efshem Yibod Yom, is Chumrei D'Rabbanan if it's Kolam Nisha, no? That's the Randaf Yabez, the Randaf Av, no? When you were learning this, did you kind of, whoa, no? That Ran that writes Lisha Ve'elech is only a Din D'Rabbanan because it's much of Al Yedei Shinui. And Shinui is going to matter Yisuri D'Rabbanan, but not Yisuri D'Araisa. Yet Shinui is matter Tochein of Tavlin. So the Ran says, you know what you see from that? That's called Ocho Nefesh. Even though one could have argued, maybe Tavlin is not Ocho Nefesh. Maybe Tavlin is only considered to be Machshiri Ocho Nefesh. If it's Machshiri Ocho Nefesh, you only have to argue, Machshiri Ocho Nefesh is Mutter Al Yedei Shinui. That's what the Rashba writes in Avodas HaKodesh. Machshiri Ocho Nefesh is considered to be, wow, Mutter Al Yedei Shinui. And the Ran disagrees and says that's not true. And this is real Ocho Nefesh. Because there's no way in the world, that this would be called, wow, Machshiri Ocho Nefesh, and yet we Mutter Al Yedei Shinui. Because Machshiri Ocho Nefesh, Shevshim Bon Yom, that's Chaches, Hulavad, that's a Din D'Arais. That's not a Chumrei D'Rabbanan. But Lisha Va'elach is only a Din D'Rabbanan. And therefore, Shini and Fat would work. Wow. So that's pretty stunning. So you go in and you take Tavlin, and you grind it. Okay, good. What exactly is that? So Paul Shibshan, I would say the following, that you know what, that's real. That's real. A Malach of Tochin. Tochin, which is done with Sarach Ocho Nefesh. Okay. And Mutter, Ayyideshin, Mutarishin. Oh, the possibility in Rashba, maybe I could argue, Mashir Ocho Nefesh. And even Mashir Ocho Nefesh. Whoa, even Mashir Ocho Nefesh. It is Mutter Ayyideshin, because Shini reduces it to Nisid Rabbanan, that's clear. And maybe one could argue, you know, if it's the Tzorech Achila, the Chachamim allowed even Mashir Ocho Nefesh, Ayyideshin. Oh, and maybe I'll tell you another possibility. And this is, whoa, that was the Pnei Yeshua's possibility. Now, so again, did you see that? Maybe I'll argue the following, which is really, really, you know what, maybe I would argue, maybe grinding salt, or maybe grinding spices, is not really tochen at all. It's not tochen. It's not classic tochen. It's not really classic tochen. Wow, wow. Bnei Yeshua suggests, we'll have to see what the makar of this now. Love Malacha Gemara. You know why? Maybe this is Mutarayi De Shinai? Because it really is not a Malacha of Tochen at all. It's not the Malacha Darais of Tochen. And if it's not a Malacha Darais of Tochen, this is like Chumra Drabanon. Oh, so obviously it's Mutarayi De Shinai. It's Mutarayi. Why in the world? Why would you say this is not Tochen? This is not Tochen. Hey, Tochen, real Tochen, no? You take the salt that you're mining. No, you go ahead and you take the tavlin as is, and you grind it up. No, that's not really tochen. That's not really tochen. If that's not tochen, what is tochen? What is tochen exactly? No? What is tochen? No. You go ahead and let's say you take grains and you grind them into flour. That's tochen. You take the plants and you pulverize them. And you know what? By pulverizing it, now you can go ahead and use that which is extracted. That's part of the process of the Samamanim in the Mishkan. That's Tochen. Who says this is Tochen? What in the world? Why would you distinguish between one and the other? I'll tell you a very, very good reason. And we'll see that this is not at all far-fetched. You know what? In the cases that clearly were told tochen in Mishkan. No, either you know samamanim, or you're dealing, let's say, with grinding grains into flour. That's also an important machlokas. Now, I say the source of lamedes malachas is Mishkan. Mishkan. Who? What? Where? What Mishkan? What Mishkan? No, what Mishkan? That's a real fundamental machlokas. No, Rashi Shabbos Mantes against Rav Haigon. No. Is it Binyan HaMishkan or is it Avodas HaKarbanos? That's the opening pieces in Eglei Tal, on the Psicha. When I say Mishkan, what do I mean? Building the Mishkan or Avodas HaKarbanos? If it's building the Mishkan, where do you find Tolkien Binyan HaMishkan? You're going to answer Samamanim. Oh, that's what Rashi writes. Does Rashi the Shita say? All the Lamedes Malachas are rooted in Binyan HaMishkan. But Haigon, what do you mean Avodas HaKarbanos? If the Torah says bring these Karbanos, we're not to bring them on Shabbos, guess what? That means that would involve a Malacha. So, a mincha, for example. You can't bring this mincha on Shabbos. Oh, because that involves a malacha. Because you have to take the grain and break it down, tochen into soles. That's a malacha, that's a suda. Oh. Okay, what's the commonality of these two cases? You know what has in common? You ready for this? Me'ikor lochazia. That is, it's not fit. As is, it's not fit. No? Try to go ahead and use a plant for samimanim without grinding the plant. Try to go ahead and make challah out of a stalk of grain. You know what the tochen does when it comes to samimanim, or when it comes to chitin saorim? Well, you know what? Chazya. It takes something that is unfit and makes it fit. Processing. But let's assume, for example, you have something which is mekar achazia. It's something that is fit for use as of now. You know what? You have a clump of salt. You know, I don't advise you eat that clump of salt. No, that's beyond bitter, beyond salty. No, a person's making a soup. You know what? If they were to take a cloud of salt and they would put it into the soup and boil the soup would be salty. The soup would be Mekar lo chazia. That's a change in kind. Al yedei tochen. Maybe tochen is only in such a case where it is part of the processing of that raw element that makes it royalakach. But not something that's just kind of a change in degree. But a change literally in kind. And maybe I'll tell you the following chiddush, that guess what? Beis Daf Yadalit is not real tochen. It's not real tochen. It kind of looks like tochen. It smells like tochen, but it's not real. So it's mutar al yedei shemen. It's mutar al yedei shemen. Wow. That's something which is pretty heavy. No. The Pnei Yeshivan argues, whoa, because if this was real tochen, and Nikar Adin it's mutter, so why not apply the principle mitoch? Mitoch shuuch le tzorach uchanami shalot tzorach, and every form of tochen should be mutter. Wow. And we had a Gemara before, Ches in the Beis, that you know what? You're kind of stuck a little bit. No? You just slaughter an animal and there's blood. You want to cover the blood. But you don't have like granules of dirt to cover the blood. But you do have a big chunk of something. A big chunk of something that really is not fit for Kisei Hadam. And what does the Gemara say? That don't you dare go ahead and be Kotesh. No? You're going to be Kotesh. What do you mean? Kotesh is a Malacha D'Araisa. And you cannot violate a Malacha D'Araisa with the person of Kisei Hadam. Oh, Afritikoa. Oh, you see, Kotesh grinding a clot of dirt for the purpose of Kisei Hadam is us or no? Well, what do you mean? If grinding is mutar l'tzorach al hanefesh, why not assume the principle mitoch? Something sure writes a stunning Kiddush, because you know what? That type of grinding here of Tavlin is not real tochen, because Meikar Achazian. And a clot of dirt is not real Kisei Hadam. That would really be a problem of tochen on the level of Daraisa, the Gemara of Chesma Beis. Wow. And where do you get this from? That's a requirement of tochen. So now Pnei Yehoshua writes, sounds like, according to Rov Rishonim, that's a Gemara in Shabbos, and I am Dalad Mabez. So that's the Gemara. When do you do the same? No? Rav Papa says the following. Hi, man, the Purim Silka. A person goes there and Purim Silka. Purim Pashav Shat means like to chop up, or to dice. And Silka is a beet. So our Papa says, if you dice beets, Chayim Yishum Tochen. Chayim Yishum Tochen. Chopping beets, your Chayim Yishum Tochen. So Tosa says, like, a pretty stunning comment. Like Tosa, Shabbos, Ayin Dalet, Mabez, Dafka B'Silka. That's only true of beets. Dafka B'Silka, Shayich Chima. But Shar Ochlin? When it comes to other Ochel, nope. There's no problem of Tochi. Wow. That's see what Tosis means. That's pretty heavy, no? You go ahead and chop vegetables. You're Chaim Yishim Tochen. No. Tosis says, Dafka Silka. That's only true when it comes to beets. But not true when you want to have your lettuce, your tomatoes, whatever it is, your onions, chop to your heart's content. Even mamish dak. No problem. Tochen is limited to so. That's like surprising. Let's see, where did Tosus get this from? What exactly does Tosus mean? Dafka Silka. Take a look at the Rosh, Zion A. Right? Make sure you see the thing before Shabbos, because we assume that Tochen maybe does apply to other cases as well. No? But Tosus such, it's a stunning Kiddush. Dafka Silka. But Sharochlin is Shari. Wow. And take a look at the Rosh and Zion A. The Rosh quotes Rashi, you know, Silka is a Yerek. Silka is a vegetable, a beet. You know what the Rosh writes? That's so unusual. Because if something is ochel, lo shayich be tchina. That's unbelievable. Ein tchina ba'ochlin. Like, did you ever hear such a cloud? Ein ibud ba'ochlin. We had that, no? We discussed that. Ein ibud ba'ochlin. Shabbos ayin hey. Maybe ein tzviya ba'ochlin. Ein tchina ba'ochlin. You're not chayim and tochin if you're dealing with a food type. Is that the Rosh says mufurish? Rosh is Mufurish. Tosa says there's something unusual about Silka. So I have to see what this case is. But this is also like very, very important for our discussion. Maybe Tochen only applies when you have something that is not Rei L'Achila, and the Tochen makes it into, as part of the processing of foods, making it Roi Elokeinu. Otherwise not. Oh, so I have to see the sugya, Shabbos Ayin Dalet, and then see the sugya, Shabbos Kufya Dalet. Knivas Yerek. Wow. A very fundamental focus for Shana. Like, what exactly is the more referring to? Shabbos, Yom Kippur. What exactly is Mutter, and what is us? Okay, so I'll check it out.